Father, we want to say good morning to you, Lord. We open our eyes to see you, Lord. We open our eyes to the heavenly things, to the things of your kingdom. We are not only flesh and blood, we are spirit, Lord. And your spirit dwells within us and gives us power to walk anew and in righteousness. Fulfill your will in us, Lord. Let us live unto you today. Let us honor you not only with our lips, but with our hearts, Lord. Let the overflow of our hearts speak the truth in love. Let us communicate that which is holy and pure in your sight, Lord. We render ourselves your servants and your sons. By will, by choice, we submit to you, Lord. We yield our members to you, Lord. Renew us in the spirit of our minds and enable us to think your thoughts and to reason according to your word and your plans for us, Lord. Your still small voice speaking to us that we would reason to do that which you speak to us. That we would choose your will, your direction, your guidance, your counsel, your wisdom. Give us an understanding heart, Lord, a wise heart, to obey you and to seek you in all things, Lord. We are your chosen vessels. You have chosen us from the foundation of the world. Before anything was, you knew us, Lord. You foreknew us before we were even in these earth suits. Our bodies were just a place to deposit the spirit that you put within us. Let us walk in that spirit, Lord. Let us walk in the power of your spirit with our spirit beings, Lord. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are our majesty. We submit and bow ourselves to the King Eternal. Make us fruitful. As your servants, as your sons, make us fruitful in all that we set our hands to do. Let us take dominion over everything that you set before us to do great exploits in. We take back from Satan that which he has stolen from us in the earlier parts of our lives, Lord. We take back everything that he has stolen seven times over. And we shall enter the promise that you have promised each of us. Not just the promise of eternal life, but the promise for each one of our individual lives here on earth, Lord, in this world, to take possession of great things, to do great things, to obtain great things, to live in abundance. We choose to live in abundance. We choose to believe you for financial liberty. We choose to believe you for liberty in our relationships. We choose to take every person in our lives to bring them to the obedience of Christ. We look to you for their salvation. We look to you, Father, for taking your word and depositing it within them. According to our words, according to that which we pray for each one of them, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would change people in our midst. We ask that you would heal them and save them, restore them, even as you would to us, Lord. That we would be truly the fragrance of Christ wherever we go, and that they would smell that sweet savor of your presence, and that they would want what we have. We belong to you, and let them belong to you as well, Lord. We claim their lives in advance, whoever they are, Lord. We claim their lives as living sacrifices unto you. And we take back that which Satan has stolen from them. Lord, we dedicate this day to you and everything that it holds. We dedicate our work to you. We dedicate all that we do and everything that we say. And we dedicate every person that we have a relationship with, Lord. We dedicate those relationships to you. And we turn our attention and focus on your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, so let it be done. Amen, and so be it.